Good afternoon. It is 12:02. It's Tuesday. Some rain on the way, maybe later tonight. We'll deal with that. It is Tuesday, July 5th. Obviously, yesterday was a holiday. I hope it went well for you. My name is Eric Scott. And with us today, we have a new person, a new victim with us here in the studio. His name is Doug Kelly. And his he's the executive director of Great Waters, which is entering another season with a whole bunch of very cool bands coming, and we're going to talk about that and Great Waters itself. Doug, welcome to the radio station.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So what do you think of our little paradise?
I love it. I love it. I'm a fan of Mike and the Haas, and I've heard the product, and I've heard your product, and it's an honor to be here to talk about Great Waters.
Thank you. Tell me about the history. How did it start?
Yeah, thanks, Eric. So we go back 20, Great Waters goes back 27 years. The original iteration was on Lakeside Field at Brewster Academy. And Dr. Jerry Mack and a very committed board in a large tent in a beautiful, beautiful natural environment sort of answered the call. There was a clear appetite and a clear need for live musical entertainment here in Wolfboro, and very, very proud of that history. It was one of the things I was most excited about joining Great Waters a little over a year ago.
Oh, it's okay. So I was just going to ask you how long you've been with Great Waters.
Yeah, yeah. I in June of 2021, the Great Waters board of directors was good enough to give me this opportunity to lead the team, lead the staff, and serve the board of directors, many of whom have been with Great Waters for its entire evolution.
Okay.
And it really truly has been a breathtaking experience over the past year. I have learned a ton. I have learned I'm very new to the industry, and it's as I've told several people, arts and culture is a super fun place to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
There, whether it's COVID or not, there is clearly desire for folks to have in-person experiences, and particularly in the Lakes region, an appetite for high quality, high impact entertainment experiences.
Where were you before Great Waters?
So, if I can capture this concisely, Great Waters was on Lakeside Field in a tent from 1995 to 2010. Great Waters evolved from there to slotting shows at several different venues around Wolfboro, the Congregationalist Church, the Arts Center, Anderson Hall at Brewster, the Inn on Main, and the shows were good. And in 2018, there was a hope to return to the tent environment, get back to a natural setting that has a breathtaking aesthetic to it, and combine that with a very forward-thinking board of directors who knew the potential of taking the tent experience and putting it at a location that drew from multiple towns. And that is where the seed was planted for a partnership with Castle in the Clouds in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. And so after a lot of effort, a lot of dedication, a lot of focus, the partnership was established, a capital campaign happened, and they successfully put the tent up at Castle in the Clouds. And the ticket sales show that they were absolutely right. Our ticket sales draw from, well, you name it, from all around the lake. And then there's a brilliant new increase in ticket sales from Moultonboro, Center Harbor, Meredith, Laconia, Sandwich, you name it. There is definitely an infusion of new interest, new excitement, new energy, of patronage from multiple towns around the lake.
Tell me what an executive director does.
That's a good question.
Besides listen to the board,
yeah.
Because in nonprofits, that always seems to happen.
Okay, so with the in the case of Great Waters, I have the privilege of sort of having my hand in everything. Primarily, I receive guidance, instruction, and coaching from the board. There are a lot of experts on the board, and their expertise ranges in every aspect of running a nonprofit. I think a good metaphor would be, you've probably heard this before, if you know how to sail a small sailboat, then you know how to sail a large sailboat. And when I interviewed, one of the opportunities that I was just so excited for was, it's the first time I've ever answered to a board. Mm-hmm. And Great Waters has given me a great first opportunity. They're all wonderfully dedicated. They're all very, very good at what they do. And it's just been really exciting learning from them, and learning the live event industry, whether from the tent to the chairs to the tables to the technical to the ticket sales. It's been to the marketing. It's been really, really, it's been an exciting year. The plan set forth by the board of directors is working. It is notable that we opened last summer. Obviously, mm-hmm. we're very fortunate that we have an open air tent. So that was very attractive to lots of people.
Sure.
But obviously, we're rooting for all venues. And Great Waters was incredibly fortunate to open last summer. It was a great sort of rebirth, so to speak. And I am so fortunate, and the board of directors is vindicated, that our ticket sales are excellent. We had excellent season ticket sales from November to January. So that created an excellent foundation to build off of.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent single show sales from January through March. We had a small lull in March and April. And then in May, basically as the weather started to heat up and people know that they're looking for fun, exciting entertainment value for the summer. So that's when ticket sales have started to pick back up over the past month or so.
I know it varies, but is there an average, like a percentage capacity that you guys are doing?
Yep. Capacity. We have 640 seats under the tent. There's three seating options under the tent. There's Premier, which is up front. There's Gold in the middle. That's our largest section. And Silver in the back. And then there is lawn seating. So 640 seats under the tent, and hundreds of seats available for bring your own seat lawn seating. Last summer, what we saw is, you know, good people that know New England know they need to check the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. So if the weather was good, which it really was all last summer, lawn seats pick up on Fridays and Saturdays if the weather looks good. And I should say the acts that we book are accustomed to playing venues that are 4 and 5 times the size of our venue. And so there really truly is not a bad seat in the house. Mm-hmm. Premier seats are $150 a ticket. Gold are $80 $8 a ticket and silver is $55, and there really is not a bad seat in the house.
As concert tickets go, that's not bad.
This is obviously a vibrant conversation that lots and lots of energy goes into in getting our ticket sales right. And as you know, we're a nonprofit. We have a gap that we have to fill at the end of the fiscal year, and a lot of energy went into deciding the right ticket prices. I can guarantee you that the entertainment value of a Great Water show is undeniable. Our sound and light is best in the business, it is virtually guaranteed that the entertainment value is spot on.
Do you get involved with the actual operations as far as concert nights, making sure things are progressing? I've always said that to be a good show, it needs to be invisible to the customer.
Right. Good point. I have a great staff of four. We're, to borrow my board secretary's words, we are all hands on deck on show days. Preparations go year round, but to your point, on show day, it's a very busy day setting up, whether it's the ticket tent, whether it's the merchandise tent. One of our primary efforts is the green room, which is the personal space of the performers. Mm-hmm. And obviously we want, as my talent coordinator coached me last summer, for some of these folks, they've never been to the Lakes region of New Hampshire. And so I am their host. Great Waters is their host, and we obviously want to put them in a position to have optimal performance, mental, physical, emotional, and these performers are absolutely brilliant. These folks work incredibly hard, and we want to make sure that the green room is as welcoming and optimal for their performance as possible.
Do you get feedback from the artists? Is you know, because they have their own little network. You know, is it the good venues to play and not so good venues to play?
So my talent coordinator is best in the business, and he vets these groups, these performers, very carefully. I am so fortunate to have guidance here, and one of the strong points of the acts that we book is, they are folks that are professional, they are absolutely at the top of their industry, and they're great to work with. As I said, that was a really fun part about learning last summer, that I was very new and at times was very much out of my comfort zone. And then I would meet these performers and see how hard they were working and how dedicated they are. And that would really get me inspired and excited about being in the arts and culture industry.
My guest today is Doug Kelly. He's the executive director of Great Waters, serving up another season of concerts. Some of them are concerts in the Castle in the Clouds.
Yeah, if I could just jump in there. Castle in the Clouds is our partner, so they host us. And the series that Great Waters offers is Concerts in the Clouds. And that's our flagship concert series. We have a brilliant partnership with Castle in the Clouds. We're a very appreciative guest at the Castle.
There must be a lot of paperwork that goes on to have something like that. A lot of insurance and liability and all of those things. But you guys were able to smooth that all out with Castle in the Clouds.
Another brilliant layer to this that I inherited from my board of directors. This was before me. They developed a memoranda of understanding. So to your point, there is, and yes, it took a lot of time and energy, and it's reviewed very carefully. And Eric, you're on the right track. There are other nonprofits who have said to us, to me and Chuck Clark, the executive director of Castle in the Clouds, or the Castle Preservation Society, excuse me, that they look upon the partnership with a bit of fascination. As you know, how'd you do it? And the answer is some folks from the Castle and folks from my board worked really, really hard for quite some time to get it right. There's a very natural partnership built in. As you know, the economic strength and vibrancy of Moultonboro and that corridor of the lake is growing.
Sure.
And so, and they have just a stream of hikers and patrons and visitors that come to Castle in the Clouds, and they see our tent. And so obviously we benefit greatly from them, and we bring a 27-year vibrant arts and culture history to them. And it's really a wonderful partnership. They have very aspirational goals to be sort of an arts and culture hub of the Lakes region and New Hampshire. And our partnership and the Castle and Great Waters are on their way to delivering that.
Okay. Have you seen the other concert venue here in the Lakes region in Guilford?
Meadowbrook?
Yes.
The
Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion.
Very, very overdue for visiting.
You haven't been there?
I have not. I apologize.
Oh, wow.
I apologize, Meadowbrook. I'm sorry.
It's a great place to see a show.
My staff all are regulars at Meadowbrook, and I've seen the social media and I've seen the reports. I know that they're doing absolutely brilliant work up there. And I can't wait to get over there and learn more from them. In my mind, I think there's a great opportunity that the venues are very different.
Oh yeah.
And I think there's potential for, there already is excellent symbiosis. I just want to thank Eastern Propane for their platinum sponsorship of Great Waters. I know they're a big sponsor of Meadowbrook, and so there's excellent potential there.
Okay. Now you guys have actually really two series going on. One is Concerts in Town. Now that's just two shows, correct?
Correct.
Where in town will these shows be?
Yep. We are very excited. Once again, a lot of people worked really hard. Eric, the background here is, as I said, we have some wonderful people who have supported Great Waters for its entire history. And when we did our campaign for the future, some great folks said, we're going to support Great Waters, but for whatever reason, we're choosing not to come up to the Castle. So we made some promises to make sure that we always had an offering or two in Wolfboro.
Okay.
And so in it was a long process. We investigated several different arrangements, and where we landed, to your question, was Brewster Academy. That on July 27th, Georgia Stitt, Jason Robert Brown are going to put on an absolutely exquisite cabaret-style show on the evening of July 27th in the newly renovated Grayson Student Center on the campus of Brewster. It's a $15 million renovation. It's absolutely beautiful. I've walked the site several times. We can't wait to get in there. There's going to be two pianos on stage. There's going to be a small plates dinner available as part of it, a cash bar. Georgia Stitt and Jason Robert Brown are brilliant. They are Tony Award winning talent right here in Wolfboro, right here in the Lakes region. And it really will be just a brilliant convergence. There's about 80 tickets still for sale. For the cabaret, so you might want to act fast on that.
Where can you get tickets?
You can buy tickets at greatwaters.org. There's a button at the top that says buy tickets here, and the greatwaters.org has will answer all of your questions.
So none of that Ticketmaster crap.
As of right now, no. I know me and my staff.
All those Ticketmaster fees, just they frost my flakes.
Thank you for bringing up the fees. Our fees are lower than our competition.
They have to be.
All the more reason to buy tickets this summer, because. But thank you for bringing that up. We are going to add a small fee next summer for, or very likely I'm going to propose this to my board, for an educational fund that's mm-hmm. called the Barbara and David Lobdell Scholarship Fund. Uh-huh. Barbara Lobdell is a board member emerita, and Great Waters put her and her husband's name on the scholarship, which has existed for as long as Great Waters has. And we'll have a fee. We've offered three scholarships this past spring to three Lakes Region students that are choosing to study musical arts at the next level, at the college level. Barbara Lobdell was one of the many people who coached me and mentored me last summer. As I refer to it, she was one of the Jenga pieces that held me together.
Okay. Tell me about how you work with the board and vice versa. Yeah. Because that can be, I've seen it before, that there are landmines in the, or potential landmines, I should say, in those relationships.
Yeah. So,
not that I'm asking you to speak out of school.
No. Okay. I love my board. My spouse has
he'll
been
stick to that story.
My spouse has enjoyed executive leadership for decades, and so I've been on the sidelines watching her and learning from her how she answers to a board. And as I said before, this was a perfect first executive director opportunity for me. And so to answer your question, Great Waters, in our bylaws, we meet on the third Monday of every month. Mm-hmm. And I all the committees report. And I deliver an executive director's report, and then there's discussion, and they guide me and support me, and it's been a lot of fun. And yes, like any board, you know, they're volunteers. They don't have to support Great Waters and guide Great Waters the way they do. They are doing it out of their love for Great Waters. And at times it's a puzzle. Arts and culture is growing, and the board of directors knows that. And the decisions that they made 2019, 2020, their predictions are coming true. The energy in the tent is really very unique. As you know, up at Castle in the Clouds, you can see Lake Winnipesaukee in the distance. The Ossipee Mountains are over your shoulder.
Yeah, it's gorgeous up there.
Oh my goodness. It is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. You can bring a picnic lunch, buy a refreshing beverage from the bar service at Castle in the Clouds. And so the music is second to none. And that's not the whole story. That you can really, truly make an afternoon of it. Go on the Brook Walk hike at Castle in the Clouds has just, you know, a wide variety of hikes that you can go on. I personally love the Brook Walk. It's only about a half mile.
Tell me about your competition, or who you consider to be competition.
That's a great question. Amy Landers of the Lakes Region Tourist Association. Amy, I hope I got that right. She got eight executive directors together in May. And so it was the Concord, the not Bank of New Hampshire, but the there's a
Capital Center for the Arts?
Capital Center for the Arts.
Oh, yeah. Nice place.
He was there. Learned a ton. I learned a ton from all of them. But the New Hampshire Music Festival had representation there. The mm-hmm. Colonial Playhouse in Laconia.
Oh, the new one.
Newly renovated. They had representation there. The Meredith folks were there. There's more of sort of a theater. Eric, I'm sort of a blue skies thinking person. Mm-hmm. So it's like fundraising. I truly don't see those venues as competition. Okay. I feel like if someone goes out and has a positive experience in a live performance, whether that's music, whether that's theater, whether that's, you know, you name it, if they have a positive experience, they're going to look at other venues. Barnstormers, Village Players, you name it. And I truly feel like the left hand helps the right. I would point out that Great Waters is 100% supported by the board of directors, the donors, and the sponsors. We are not subsidized by anyone outside of those supporters. Obviously, ticket sales, and ticket sales are less than 40% of our revenue. So the board of directors, the donors, and the sponsors truly, and something that I love, as nervous as I am when I get up on stage, is all of those people are in the venue.
That's nerve-wracking, isn't it? I've done it a lot in my career. And you stand there looking. Of course, you can't see beyond the first couple of rows.
Right.
And you're just like, oh, my God.
I was an Apple Watch owner for the first time just before I started with Great Waters. And I got up on stage, and even though I'm just standing there, my heart rate was like 150.
I bet.
Thought I was exercising.
those stage butterflies, man, they'll get you every time.
I really do love that part of it, and I really do. I am so fortunate that the Great Waters family, they're all in the tent. You know, they're all there. They're season ticket holders. They're patrons, in addition to being supporters. Mm-hmm.
My guest this afternoon is Doug Kelly. He's the executive director of Great Waters, which is not affiliated, by the way, with the water operation in Moultonboro. I think Nestle owns that now, don't they?
I think you're referring to Crystal Geyser, that they are right there at the castle.
Right. That's the one that's on the grounds.
Yeah. And that's the tractor trailers are coming and going from Crystal Geyser on a regular basis. So
tell me, do you get into the nuts and bolts of the talent when they're here? Since you're the boss, I would think that if there's a problem, your phone would ring.
Am the first call that there is typically a stage manager or someone from the group is designated as the contact point. Mm-hmm. And yes, I am texting with whoever that person is. And it's, you know, obviously you said there's paperwork. There are very detailed riders that are signed, and the agents and the talent are very explicit in what they expect the environment and what they need and what they want in the green room. I've never had green M&Ms on a rider. That has never been required. John Hunt is my talent coordinator. He is absolutely brilliant. He has decades experience. He vets the talent carefully. He has seen them in venues before, long before they ever come to Great Waters. So the groups the program committee is me, John Hunt, my board chair, Barbara Alcott, and a person named Laura Connors, who is in Alton, and she recently joined the program committee. And that committee reports out to the board, and that's how the talent is picked. Mm-hmm. And I obviously greet the talent. Mm-hmm. And it, as I said, it was just these folks work so hard. You know, they, some of them, it's their first time to the Lakes region of New Hampshire, and they just are absolutely brilliant. I mean, I don't, Australian Bee Gees was, we opened with Peterson Cotty, a New York guy who just, you know, just killed it on opening night last year. And then Australian Bee Gees was our big act, and the place was on their feet. It was amazing.
What goes into picking artists? I mean, obviously there are financial things to deal with, but this obviously is far more to it than that.
Yeah. Well, we, John Hunt knows what the Great Waters budget is. And he knows about our, he knows about the Castle in the Clouds and the Great Waters venue at Castle in the Clouds. And he knows the groups that are a good match with us.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I should say, the sound and light is from a group called Gigs Up that, again, like John, decades of experience in the business. There's really no one better. It's really sort of the un... It's really sort of the hidden essence is that the sound and light is just absolutely top quality, and so you're, when you come to a Great Waters show, you're getting more than just a great, you're getting the environs, the aesthetic, and just high quality.
So it's a premium experience, to use a marketing term.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Absolutely. High touch.
How far in advance generally do you book an act? I know you said right before you had, we had gone on the air that you were booking into next year.
We are booking into next year, and I now know, because my understanding of marketing, I know now why we need to book early, because the marketing machine will wind up as soon as possible, you know, heading into the fall. And this, I mean, this is sort of, in some ways, I joke with my board that I was there last summer, but it, my feet never really touched the ground. and so I lightly told my board that in some ways this is kind of my first summer. But yes, we are. I'm not allowed legally to share with you who
sure.
we've booked, because the ink has not dried yet. But we are booking into next year.
Does the recent inflation and fuel costs, because let's face it, when you travel for a living like these guys do, fuel costs matter. Obviously, the shows you've got coming up were booked far in advance, so that wouldn't affect you. But the shows you're booking now, it might.
Yep. Eric, I'm happy to report that. That's a great question. My impression is it's a push that, yes, it is expensive to fill our tanks with gas, and we want to put gas in our cars, not just to go to work.
Right. Sure.
We want to fill our gas tanks to go do something really cool. And, I absolutely stand by what Great Waters is going to offer you. And add to that, that post COVID, there is a sense amongst broad swaths of people that they are looking for in-person experiences where we can celebrate the arts and have a shared experience. And Great Waters is really perfect for that. You know, there's four different types of seats to choose from up at our Concerts in the Clouds. And then, and just to go back to concerts in town, we talked about the cabaret, and the other concert in town is the International String Trio at the end of September. These guys are great. They're trained by the Berklee Music in Boston, and this is a modest show. It's going to be a little bit smaller. There's going to be about 70 seats, and it's going to be in the Brewster Boathouse. And that I reached out to the New Hampshire Friends of Music that has a brilliant 70-year history here in Wolfboro, and we sort of got their blessing to slot a show at the end of September on, you know, on the shoulder of our season, and we didn't want to encroach on on their season because they offer shows throughout the school year here in Wolfboro. I've had some very fun conversations with New Hampshire Friends of Music, so they're great.
They do a lot of good work. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It is 12:36. I'm Eric Scott. He's Doug Kelly, the executive director of Great Waters. Let's talk a little bit about some of the acts coming. 1964, the tribute. They've been around since Dirt. I mean, growing up, I heard a lot about them, and they're ferocious tourers.
Yep. This is a Beatles experience. They are the best Beatles tribute out in the known universe.
I've seen them. They're incredible.
They really, really are. I didn't get around to it, but my plan was to interview people on Greatwater's social media and ask them what they were doing in 1964 and try to get them to be thinking about that. And inevitably they would be thinking about the Beatles. And these guys are great. They played on the Greatwater stage in 2014. Mm-hmm. They are our second best ticket seller right now. That is going to be a very energetic night. If I can thank Fidelity Investments, they are hosting an event there that night. They also are a platinum sponsor of Great Waters. Thank you, Fidelity. And so there's going to be a large group of folks that are helping us sort of achieve an incredible energy for opening night. There are still tickets available, but you're going to want to act fast.
And that show is the 16th, so that's coming up.
Yep, and greatwaters.org. And obviously, I also want to point out, you can call the office. The staff and I, we want people to call the office. And if you leave a message, we promise we will respond by close of business. But greatwaters.org, yeah, you can buy your tickets there. Or you can call the office, 603-569-7710.
Okay, you can buy tickets by phone for those who are uncomfortable buying online.
Absolutely. Feel free to call the office. Someone will answer. Rob, Maddie, Ella, myself, someone. And if we're not there, we check the messages daily, and we will give you a phone call to help you out. And often, Eric, what people do is, because the venue and Great Waters, Castle in the Clouds and our venue at Castle is fairly newish. You know, we have one season under our belt. So lots of people call and just want to ask questions about the experience like we're talking about here. For instance, the Castle tried to offer food, but with the labor shortage, they're not able to offer a food offering. So we encourage people to bring a picnic linner, as we call it, before the show. Please do support the Castle by buying a refreshing beverage from their bar service. They do hold the liquor license, and but again, it's beautiful up there. And then in the case of Brewster Academy, again, we're in the cabaret on July 27th. Will be the Grayson Student Center, and then International String Trio will be at the Boathouse the end of September, and don't hesitate to call with questions.
Okay, you've heard it, folks. If you need this, all of that again, just go to greatwaters.org, and you'll be able to get all from there. Or you can call the office at 569, was it 7710, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
After 1964 comes my personal favorite, the ELO Experience, who I have not heard of. I'm a big fan of tribute bands. This must be something. This coming the 23rd. Are these new guys on the scene, or have they been around for a while?
Okay, so this is a tribute to the Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people that call up, but they say, you know, Doug, I want classical. And obviously this is not classical, but there is a string section.
Oh, yeah. ELO is very influenced by classical music.
And we're not legally allowed to do this. What I wanted to do was to play ELO music on our social media, which we're not allowed to
no,
do.
No, we can't do that.
But, for instance, I was in North Main Cafe the other day, and Don't Bring Me Down was mm-hmm. playing. And as you know, Eric, it's an earworm. Once you hear ELO, you can't get it out. And and you know, these folks were, it's fitting that they're the week after the Beatles, the 1964 tribute, because ELO sort of took Beatlemania and sort of created their own flavor. But Electric Light Orchestra, is technically called Evil Woman, the Electric Light Orchestra Experience. Like all the shows, they are absolutely brilliant. You're going to be hearing some ads on WASR in the coming days. It's very, very exciting. And again, this is one of the hardest working groups out there. It's a big group. It's the largest group of musicians that we'll have on stage this summer. And there's a string section, and just please listen to an ELO song and you'll see what I mean. I'll spare you humming a few bars right now, but
what is the max capacity? You said you had 600 and something seats, and then you had a lawn.
640 seats under the tent. And then there's space for as many as 200 patrons on, so 100 on the left side,
okay,
and 100 on the right side, and just you know, the side, the flaps of the tent open, and the tent is 17 feet high, and the stage is 40 inches high, and if you go on our website, you can see we have several great photos from the lawn seat perspective, and it, and the sound is awesome. The sound is great. And we do get people who call the office and ask about dancing. We have over 120 more seats in the venue this year than we had last year. So there will not be quite as much room for dancing in the venue, but if you want to dance, lawn seats are your thing. Right. And obviously we, you know, we want our patrons to be happy. So
what goes now when you look at it, who are your customers? Are they the bands or are they the ticket holders or both? And you have to kind of balance the two.
Our patronage, just like the mission statements is, we serve people living in and visiting the Lakes region of New Hampshire. Okay. And so we have excellent diversity in terms of demographics around the lake. And we also have folks visiting, second homeowners, lots of tourists. I tell you who we're very popular with are people in the Lakes region who have house guests. That house guests are great, and then they want and need something to do. And so we really do have some wonderful groups of people who call up and say, hey, I need a group of six tickets. This would be a good time to mention that one of the strengths of our ticketing system is you can call up and ask to have a group of seats held for 48 hours. Because we know that it's hard to put plans together. So call the office or call me, and we're happy to hold seats. And then as plans come into focus, circle back a couple days later. And once the plans are firm, then you can buy the block. And that's sort of a strength of our system, that we want patrons sitting with family. We want them sitting with friends. So
one of the things that... well, I'll get to that a little bit later. After after ELO, another fantastic show as far as I'm concerned, Classic Albums Live, who's been around about half as long as Dirt. They've been around for a long time. They're doing Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. That's on the August 6th.
Yes. If you are a patron that prefers that the performers perform, Classic Albums Live, Fleetwood Mac Rumors is your show. Their motto is note for note, cut for cut. This franchise performed the Eagles Hotel California last summer. And Eric, no kidding, we brought them up on stage and they literally brilliantly performed Hotel California. just as the motto goes, note for note, cut for cut. And it will be the same with Fleetwood Mac. And that's another ultra... I grew up in Philadelphia, where like classic rock is just everywhere. I'm still...
WMMR in Philadelphia.
Thank you. Oh, you're cutting me to the quick. I'm still salty that Cleveland got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I love Philadelphia.
Yeah. And so... You know, Fleetwood Mac Rumors is just, you know, if you like classic rock, you're guaranteed to have a great night at this show. They're awesome.
Have you had a show where the ticket sales just really quite weren't where you wanted them to be, or are you getting a very good response?
You know, last summer, because sort of a convergence of... we just didn't quite have the, you know, the name recognition out there to all of the places that we have it out there now. Mm-hmm. That, and obviously there were still lots of COVID questions last summer. So between those two things, yeah, we had some shows that the ticket sales weren't quite, what we were hoping for. That does not change the fact that the full lineup last summer was full tilt. It's a great mix of different genres, and I'm happy to report that, as I said before, season ticket sales, which it is such a privilege to be the executive director of Great Waters, because these season ticket holders helped us create a foundation to build from.
Juggling the schedule must be very difficult. You know, groups are out on tour on specific times, and they need to not be, you know, obviously no one's going to come from Indianapolis night before to Moultonboro.
Yeah.
So, you know, is that kind of a big Jenga thing going on as well, where you got to make sure that they're available in your season and...
Yeah, this has been one of the most, that's a great question. This is one of the most fun parts about the things that I've learned in the past year is, you're absolutely right. The agents reach out to the venues that they know are there, and they are either booking sort of that anchor gig, that first one, and then they build shows around that. Or they're just, the anchor already exists and they're going out there to try to find, there's some really fun sort of, rules and guidelines that, you know, we last summer ran into. One of the agents asked permission to play a show at a venue that was less than 90 miles away the night before. And, so that's been really fun learning that. I have a long way to go. I really, really have a long way to go. but I have gotten to meet some great agents, and I've had some folks who have reached out and called. We're already, to your point, we're working on booking for 2023, and there are some conversations about finding, you know, we have some just incredible talent that we are trying really hard to get into our venues, and so we are working on trying to get them a proper touring route. So
what goes into picking a Castle in the Clouds or a Great Waters act?
Yep. Well, as I said, so there's a committee,
right?
And they have literally decades of experience. And so I really just kind of stay out of the way, or try to stay out of the way. Again, they're all vetted carefully. Someone on the committee has seen them in a venue, mm-hmm. to see what the energy is, what the aesthetic is, what the quality is. There's obviously budgetary questions that the program committee has to grapple with. Again, I'm very fortunate that, the program committee knows exactly what our budget is, and thanks to the supporters, we're strengthening, we're growing stronger, and so the template, as my board chair calls it, and we're doing our best. I am doing my best to build support and slowly, carefully, intentionally ratchet up the impact and reach.
That's Doug Kelly. He's the executive director of Great Waters. You can find them online at greatwaters.org. You can also buy tickets there as well. Have you ever thought about growing beyond the tent?
That is a great question, Eric. This is an ongoing conversation. Mm-hmm. You heard me just describe the template. This is an ongoing conversation, and we want to make absolutely sure that we do not compromise our quality or our impact, our entertainment impact in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
And so, the flagship is Concerts in the Clouds. And so that's sort of the first priority. And then this newly created and awesome Concerts in Town. That's a first for Great Waters and for Wolfboro. Someone on our Facebook page said, because I used the word inaugural concert in town, and someone sort of zinged me and said, it's not inaugural. You've been in Wolfboro for 27 years. But the series is right. New. We want to make absolutely sure that the Concerts in the Cloud series is 100% meets quality standards, that the Concerts in Town. And before I go any further, Eric, I would be remiss in not mentioning our gala, which happens.
We were just going to talk about that.
That was literally
my next question, okay. Go ahead. You already started, so feel free. That's going to be on August 17th.
Wednesday, August 17th, and if I can just couple this back, it is a $200 ticket, or you can sponsor a table for $3,000 is the director's level, $5,000 is the producer's level, and the executive producer's level is $10,000, and at the first two levels, you get a table of eight, and the second level, a table of 8 to 10. And then at the executive producer level, you get two tables. Okay. Now, I want to be clear here. This is our annual fundraiser. It is our most ambitious fundraising event and our most ambitious fundraising goal of the year. It more or less, the goal is to subsidize our program budget. Okay. Because the program is our product. And obviously, okay, that has to be the best part of Great Waters.
So there's an element of make or break here.
Our donors, our supporters, our sponsors are wonderful. So we're in a strong position and getting stronger. I am very aspirational. I'm very blue skies. So when I wake up in the morning, I think of the potential and I look at the experience and capacity and the knowledge of the people on my board. And so to bring this full circle, $200 ticket, yes, that's very expensive. It's open bar, it's full dinner, and a 60-minute show from Aaron Lazar, who is a multi-talented, he's Hollywood, he was in an Avengers movie, he's been on Law and Order, he does theater, he does music. I beg you, please go to AaronLazar.com and you will see what I'm talking about. He will perform at the gala, a 60-minute show, and then he will be our auctioneer.
Okay.
We'll have a live auction and a raise the paddle. And we have these brilliant local vendor gift baskets that we'll auction off. Mm-hmm. My board treasurer, Eric Gibson, last year fought through the naysayers and created three brilliant gift baskets from local Wolfboro vendors, and they were the perfect warm-up for our auction. So please do check out, keyword annual.
and not inaugural.
And as I said, we fill our gas tanks to go do cool stuff, and this night is guaranteed to entertain.
We are just got a few minutes to go. Another event of the Concerts of the Cloud series, Michael Cavanaugh and his band. Tell me about him.
So Michael Cavanaugh was the star of a Broadway show called Moving Out. It is a Billy Joel.
I was going to say, is that the Billy Joel one?
It is a Billy Joel, and there's this famous soundbite that Billy Joel said, Michael Cavanaugh does Billy Joel better than him. and so Michael Cavanaugh is absolutely brilliant. He does songs from Moving Out. He does some Elton John pieces that, again, will just, they'll make you cry, they'll make you laugh, they'll get you up on your feet. They are guaranteed to please.
It's a full list of things to do, especially if you are a rock and roll fan. 1964, coming up July 16th, ELO on the 23rd. The cabaret concert in town is the 27th. August 6th is Classic Albums Live, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. Folks, if you never saw Fleetwood Mac, see them, okay? Because Fleetwood Mac was always on my bucket list, and I never made it, you know? And I've seen Classic Albums Live do their thing, and it is something else again. Michael Cavanaugh, August 20th, and the Great Waters Gala with the auction and the fundraiser is August 17th. What... I know you can't tell me about, you know, who's coming, but are there any things you're rolling out for next year that you're looking forward to?
Well, and I don't know if you're doing this on purpose because we're almost sold out, but there's one more concert in the clouds.
Was there one more?
That.
Oh, the one night of Queen. Yeah, I'm glad we got a couple of minutes left. That's what happens when you don't turn the page of the brochure.
Yeah. Yep.
I've heard about these guys. I have not seen them.
Yep. I mean, folks, act fast if you don't have your ticket. This is our this is the highest stature of any show that we've booked for this season. Gary Mullen in the works. I mean, I know I've said the word guarantee a lot. Let's just put it this way. I am making absolutely sure that I have the maximum number of volunteers there that night, mm-hmm. because we are going to have over 700 people in attendance that night. It's going to be absolutely breathtaking.
Ticket sales looking good.
We're past 70%.
That's great.
So
that's great.
So it's going to be awesome.
All right, we got about a minute left. Tickets are on sale at greatwaters.org or 569-7710. If you don't want to use a computer, they'll be able to help you out. Concerts in the Clouds and Concerts in Town. My guest, Doug Kelly, the executive director. Last thoughts?
Just a thank you to the board of directors for their guidance and support of me. A thank you to the donors. We have donors at all levels. We appreciate your support. And of course, the sponsors.
What? Now, you had mentioned some of them. Were there any you left out?
There's a few. I can't go into all of them now, but come out to a show. They are celebrated with maximum clarity. Their logos are hanging all over our venue, and we're incredibly appreciative for them. So yes, thank you very much to the donors and the sponsors.
Doug, enjoyed having you in today. Appreciate it. 1 o'clock, news is next on WASR.